Make money cool again, like the physical money. We've been rocking this same money for way too long. The dime, we've had that since FDR died. Same with Kennedy half dollars. Those things have been around way too long. We gotta change this stuff up. This is what the dime used to look like. Look how cool that is. Same with that. I mean, look at that. Very cool. Let's change stuff up. I think we've been in a rut too long with this money. They used to switch it like every 10 years. They were constantly switching money around. A big part of that was to prevent people from counterfeiting the money. And that's just not nearly as big of a thing because they're just way better at tracking that down. But I think we should keep switching it up. Like the Buffalo Nickel. It's so cool. Look at that. That's super dope. Who doesn't want Franklin on the half dollar? They've been doing slight variations to all the different bills, right? They've been adding new stuff to it to prevent counterfeiting and whatnot, making it a little bit more colorful. I mean, this is original money. This is what it really used to look like back in 1776. But then look at this $1 note. Look how cool that is. That's so much cooler than our current one. I just think we've got to switch it up, you know, bring back some retro styling. This one's got a train on it and a boat. Very cool. Look at the style. Look at that. That's just cool. That's just classic. I think we got to switch up the money a little bit. Bring in some other people, right? We got Lady Liberty with the sword and shield. That's dope. Very cool. And like I said, they used to switch money around a ton. And then basically since the end of World War II, there's been very little changing of the money. I think we got to change it up a little bit. Let's make it cooler.